So last week in the Parsha of Re'iyah we discussed the chashivas and the importance of seeing Yiddishkeit, of seeing everything in Yiddishkeit. In other words, of seeing the emistikeit and experiencing what it means a Re'iyah. And that a Yid can have to get through connecting himself to Mamet HaSinai. And that's something also we didn't mention, something we didn't mention last week about an idea of the v'leisa sura achrei levavchem achrei neichem. There's the inyan of them ureisa moisai by tzitzis, and tzitzis is, we know, is tzitzis with the knots and everything is gematria tariag. Chinuch brings down to gematria tariag. Tzitzis is the whole tariag mitzvahs, and it says ureisa moisai that mitzvahs have to be seen in oifen of re'iyah. And it says v'leisa sura achrei levavchem achrei neichem. A person looks at the wrong things and he won't see Yiddishkeit as a re'iyah. But if a person was a ureisa moisai and says that you should focus on the when you look at the tzitz, when you say reisim vayso, it says nalach, you should look at the tzitzes and the knots, you should look at everything, and then you're zoicha to see a proper ear, to see the mitzvahs, the proper ear, to see the ear dika mitzvahs. And this is the sod of Krishna. And the Svasemis says that we've quoted the Svasemis before, why do we see with the black, the eye, the sight goes through the black of the eyeball? Why does it go through the black of an eyeball? So the Svasemis says, because kafir how dark. You can feel how dark the person's view is of Olam Hazeh. That's why he sees out of the black of his eye. You can feel how dark his vision is of Olam Hazeh. That's how much he'll be zorcha to see the emistik re'iyah, the re'iyah of Ruchnias. So that's why when we say Shema Yisrael, we cover our eyes. Because covering our eyes is the bechina that we're looking at Olam Hazeh through the black. We're looking at Olam Hazeh through darkness. And then a re'isa moisa. And then you can see mitzvahs. Then you can see mitzvahs in the proper light. And be'emes is that this connects us to the whole inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh. Because Kiddush HaChodesh, we know the Levona is the Shechina. The Levona, Chazal say, is the Shechina HaKdoisha. And there's an inyan of Re'ei Zevekadesh. You got to see the Levona. It's called the Re'iyas HaLevona. You got to see the Levona. And when you see the Levona, when you see the moon, when you see the moon, so then that's how you can be mekadosh l'chodesh. Seeing the moon is a bechina of seeing the Shechina HaKdoshah. And that's why in order to be mekadosh l'levana, that to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Because here, I'm really at. But in the Shir we mentioned that the Beis HaMikdash is a mokum where you came to be oil of the regal, the re'iyah. Maybe it says in the Indian of Kishkader Shabalir is Kach Balirois, to bring up oil as re'iyah. Beis HaMikdash is a mokum of re'iyah. Beis HaMikdash is a place where you see the clarity of, you see Yiddishkeit as a re'iyah. So there you have to be there. That's the inyan of being mekadosh l'chodesh in the Beis HaMikdash, seeing the Shechina HaKdoshah, and that's why it's yidua that kiddush. What we do today, kiddush levana, is a bechin of kabbalas pnei Shechina. That's why we wear Shabbos clothes, matzah Shabbos, because it's a re'iyah. It's like seeing a re'iyah of the Shechina HaKdoshah, because the moon is the Shechina. There's a mitzvah re'iyah. But how much are you going to see the levana? Only as much as Olam Hazeh is dark around you, and that's at night. When it's dark at night, then you can see the Shechina. Then you can see the Shechina. Mamish the same vat as the Svasemis. When you see through the black ball of the eye, as dark as it is around you, that's where you can re'isa moisa. At night, we're looking around, we don't see Olam Hazeh. Then you get a gilui of seeing the Levana. And this is Bemis, something that is the makor comes to Chodesh El, where a person's got to. The tshuva of what he does, the reason why a person can do an avera comes of lack of clarity. Comes from a lack of clarity. A person's mixed up. There's no clarity because a person doesn't see as a re'iyah. If a person would see Torah mitzvahs as a re'iyah, then there wouldn't be pechir anymore. Then obviously he wouldn't be able to do averas anymore. Rosh Hashanah is on the day that we're mekadosh the levana. Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, it's the day that we're mekadosh the levana, because it's the re'iyah of the Shechina HaKdoshah, that's the hisoiris that a person has to know, that on Rosh Hashanah, when he does tshuva, he has to be mekabel upon himself, first of all, to keep his re'iyahs of Kedusha, and to be focused on the ibechin of re'isa moisoi, and then when he's zorcha to focus on the inin of re'isa moisoi, so then he sees Yiddishkeit in a re'iyah, it's not shayach for him to do averes. And that's the way it's going to be. Lasid lovei b'sechazeno einenu b'shuvcha l'tzim beracha. Means that today we don't have that b'sechazeno einenu. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'sechazeno einenu b'shuvcha l'tzim beracha. V'nir'eyu ayin b'ayin b'shuv Hashem tzim. And then obviously there won't be zayin. That's why Taket says that by Matan Torah Paschal Zomosan. There was no more avera. There was no more avera. I don't know if he says it over here, but the chet of the Eitz Hadas is v'teira. She saw, Chava saw. she saw Vateira, it says she saw the and she had a wrong re'iyah. Because she had a wrong re'iyah, that's where the whole chet came. Or Matan Torah, V'cholam Roim Esakoylus, they had the correct re'iyah. And it made it was Pasuk Zomosa, made it wasn't shaykh, they lost their Bechira, made it wasn't shaykh for them, wasn't shaykh for them to do Averis anymore. So that's the, so Meida, therefore, that's the connection between Parshas Re'eh and Parshas Shoftim. The end of Re'eh talks about the Yidin being Oyle L'Regel, and Parshas Shoftim talks about that you have to come, you have to come to the Koinim, the Sugi, you have a Ki Pala Bimcho, Vindova, Vindon, Din, Din, Min Negel, Negav, the Shvera Shaila, is you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to come to the Dayanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the Dayanim of the Beis HaMikdash, if the Beis HaMikdash is a Mokum of Re'iyah, that means that the Dargah of Torah in the Beis HaMikdash is a Dargah of Torah where they see everything, the Dayanim see everything for Re'iyah. And like it says, Ein Ladayin Ela Masha Ein Arois. That means that a Dayan, it's not a negative thing. It's saying that a Dayan in all the Dayanim had smicha from the Sanhedrin HaGadol. And the Sanhedrin HaGadol were in the Lishkas HaGadol, is in the Beis HaMikdash. And there they were in the Beis HaMikdash, because they were in the Mokum of Re'iyah, the Torah that they learned is a Sug Torah v'cholam roim es ha-koilos. They saw the koilos of Torah. They saw. Their psak din came from a total clarity, came from the biggest clarity, because it was an oifen of Re'iyah. When it's oifen of Re'iyah, nothing can budge you. And that's the sod in this week's parasha. So this week's parasha of Lesosim and Adovah Sheigidur Chai Yemin Esmoel. Afilo Oimim Ad Yemin Shul Esmoel, Esmoel Shemin. What's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? The Rishonim asked, there's a long run on it, what's the Pshat? According to what we're saying, it's Moridik. Because according to what we're saying is, the Pshat is that when you speak to a Dayan and he gives you the Psak Din, and especially when you're in, by the Lishkas HaGoz, you come to Sanhedrin Gdoyla and they give you a Psak Din, is they saw that Psak Din. Nothing can budge. And if it's this small, if you think it's small, Shemin is Shemin Shul small, so you're not seeing it correctly. They pass it up your ear. And when you pass it up your ear, nobody can take you away from there. The psak is clear, crystal clear, and you can come with biggest achochos. So go on the shelf and it won't help. Sod of Lesosor is coming from a sod of you just heard the psak din from a dain who's a roya. From a dain who's a roya. And that's what a moshul the negoim. The negoim is an example where you see the dain was the coin was mamish the poisik, and he had a re'iyah to see the nega. That's a chol aloch is a negoim. You can't come by night. You have to be able to see the nega because the dain paskins toyer up your ear. The coin, I mean, paskins toyer up your ear. The coin and the sanhedrin agod and shkuzah gods were made up a lot of them were coinim, and they paskin up your ear. Benega la nega. If you want to think benega la nega, you got to come to a roya to see that. And the coin in the Beis HaMikdash, their darga of Torah was a darga of bechina of roya. So made it there. For that's the connection. That's the connection between. So a dayan has to be very careful because a dayan is a very very special. He has a very special koyach of psak. His koyach of psak comes from that he sees that this is the emes. And that's where the whole makor is live a shemaim heat, and you can bring aichochas like the famous the Tana Shel Achnoi in Bamitzia, where you can bring aichochas and the walls of the Besamedra can cave in and a baskal can come out. Nothing budges them. Because when something's as clear as a re'iyah, nothing budges. And that was the whole vart. The whole vart that we said last week was the vart of when once you see a re'iyah, nothing can budge. That's called live a shemaim heat. That's called the Dayanim don't budge. If Chas V'Shalom a dayan takes Shoichad, then he won't see Torah anymore for Oifen for Re'iyah. And what does the Pasuk say? Ki HaShoichad Ya'aver Einei Chachomim. And the Rishonim ask, what does it mean Ya'aver? What? Ya'aver Einei, it's a double Lashon. I think the Rechaim HaKadosh asks, or the Ramban, I can't remember who. Once you say Ya'aver, it's Memele Einei. Because the person doesn't get blind in his ear and his nose, he gets blind in his eyes. Why does it have to say Ya'aver Einei Chachomim? Now, but if he's a Reino, it's half of a fella. Because what happens is if he takes shoychad and Rashi says even if he's going to be down the mishpat Torah up the emes even with the shoychad, he's not a roya anymore. The whole school of a dayan is that he sees the psak din boifin shel re'iyah, and that helps him be that stubborn the azaz the kedusha of not badging of leiba shemaim here and it could, because he sees it in the re'iyah. And all these halachas in this week's parasha. And that's why the Zokin Mamre, he comes all the way up to Yerushalayim, and the Zokin is Mamre, the Bezna Gadol, he's Chayav Misa, because when you come to the Bezna Gadol, you got to take the Psak. There's no two ways about it. They are Royim. And when they're Royim, there's no Sfekas anymore. There's no Sofik anymore. When the Sanhedrin Gadol Paskin, there's no Sofik anymore. And the whole Zokin Mamre is based on that. How can he be Moirid against the Psak where they saw the Psak? But if a dying chas v'shalom takes shoychad, it's not his ears and it's not his nose and it's not his mouth that it's nifke. His einayim are nifku. It's ya'aver einei chachom. It takes away the koyach of paskening mishpatei Torah al pi ri'iyah. That's the koyach. That's the koyach of the b'china of the dan dinei Torah and the dan dinei Torah in the Beis Hamikdash in the mokum of the roya, and that's the connection between the end of Parshas Re'eh and the beginning of Parshas Shoftim. That also up pishnayim edim yokum dova, and ed is also paskens up ri'iyah. Every mishpatei Torah that is enforced by Beis Din is only enforced if you bring two edim, and those two edim, what are they being made? They have to be made that they saw, and they saw the whole thing. It's a vital ri'ah. When you're coming to Bezim, you're coming to Paskan Dine Torah, it's got to come through the Bechina of Ri'ah. Mm-hmm.